Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, y'all, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just like the song that was played last, it was called Everlasting by Adia. It's on the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast playlist, so download it on Apple Podcasts if you have that. But the song said that God is everlasting and he is worthy to be praised. So if you believe that and you agree with that, just give God a hand clap of praise wherever you are at this morning. Give God a hand clap of praise. Just shout unto the Lord and say, God, you are worthy. And God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. God, we thank you for making a way out of no way. God, we thank you for watering the dry places in our life, whether it be in our careers, whether it be in our businesses, or whether it be in our personal relationships or life in general. God, we thank you for being there in every situation that we face. How many of y'all know that God is omnipresent? Meaning he is everywhere. He is everywhere. Even if we don't feel like he is there, he's there. He is there. He knows. He knows where we're going to be at before we even go there. He knows what we're thinking before we even think that. He knows the struggles that we're going through. And I have come by to let you know and to remind you that he cares about every detail. He cares about every detail. Now, if you believe that, look, I need you just give God a hand clap of praise again. If you are in agreement that God cares about everything that you are going through in this season. Whew. All right, you all. Let's get into it. So I had a, let me start all the way back. I was asking God, you know, what exactly does he want me to share with his people this morning? And I didn't really hear anything from the Lord. I was just like, okay, God, I don't hear you. And so I get up this morning, about 2 hours ago, and I had a nice conversation with my husband. And through that conversation, it led to what we are going to chat about this morning. And one thing I shared with him or said when we were talking, I said, don't think your way through it, faith your way through it. And that wasn't necessarily me talking or giving him advice. It was me giving my own self advice based upon what he said. And it says, don't think your way through it, faith your way through it. And instantly the verse that came to mind after I said that phrase, again, I'm gonna remind you of it because we're gonna go back to this phrase. It says, don't think your way through it, faith your way through it. And the verse that I instantly thought about in that moment was Proverbs 3, verse 5. Again, Proverbs 3, verse 5, which states, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Again, that's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And so the Lord was like, you need to like dissect this scripture for the folks. So this verse, and when I really thought about this verse and when I was really marinating on the verse, I said, this is an instructional verse, a thoughtful verse, and a wise verse, a verse that some of us say quite often, but do we, right? But do we really trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding? And so, of course, I was reading more into this verse, or no, this chapter, Proverbs 3, and it goes on to talk about, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Then this is the verse that got me, and I was just like, oh, Lord, yes. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And then it talks about, this will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. I'm going to say that last part again. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And this is verse 7, Proverbs 3, verse 7. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And then verse 8 states, this will bring health. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Okay. All right. And so going back to my thoughts around this verse, especially verse 5, I broke it down in a way. It says, trust with all and lean not. Trust with all and lean not. Okay. And I was thinking, I'm like, As I thought through this, I was like, but do we really trust the Lord? And I want you to ask yourself, but do we really trust him in all that we have going on? And I had to be truthful with myself. I said, no, there's some doubt in areas. There are some doubts in areas, but I just pray this simple prayer all the time. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So I want to encourage you this morning, wherever there's doubts in your mind, wherever you don't believe that the Lord will come through for you, whether it was with the job loss, whether it was, oh, Lord, I'm searching for a career opportunity now, but I don't see anything. God, are you going to come through for me? And I want to remind you that God is going to come through for you. God is going to come through for you. Like, you may have doubt in your mind about your health concerns. You might have doubt in your mind about your relationship concerns. You might have doubt in your mind about your financial concerns. Come on, somebody. Like, I know there is doubt in your mind. And I know a lot of us don't like to talk about it all the time, but you can talk about it with the Lord for sure. Because he cares about every detail. He cares about everything and every circumstance that you're going through. And that, my friends, we must believe and stand firmly on that, okay? And so as I was reflecting on the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Guess what I had to do? And guess what this verse tells us to really do without telling us to do it? It tells us to get out of our own intellect. It tells us to get out of our own intellect. And let me remind you of what intellect means. I love this definition, so I want to read it in its entirety to you all. It says, intellect refers to the capacity of the mind to understand reason and acquire knowledge. It encompasses the ability to think critically, solve problems, and engage with complex ideas. While often associated with intelligence, intellect can also include creativity and the capacity for insightful thoughts. Did that resonate with you? Did that definition resonate with you? Again, the verse alludes to us getting out of our own intellect. Getting out of our own intellect. So basically, stop trying to make sense of everything. Ooh. I don't know about you, but when things happen, you know, because I'm such an intellectual being, because I'm so smart, like, I mean, hey, y'all can pat yourself on the back because, yes, you are smart individuals. Yes, you are very intellectual human beings, but I just got to come by to tell you and remind you to stop making sense of everything. Our intellect can get in the way, and ultimately, it can decrease the capacity or the room for God to be God. And how many of y'all know that we serve a big God? We serve a big God. A big God. And how God moves don't make sense and won't make sense to us. How God moves, I got to say this again, won't make sense and doesn't make sense to us. Even the word says it. The word says God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or imagine. Emphasis on think, because what did I say in the beginning? Don't think your way through it. Faith your way through it. Don't think your way through it. Faith your way through it. And so when we go back to that phrase, again, that aligns to the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You got to throw intellect out. You got to throw it out. Don't think your way through it, but faith your way through it. And faith, and let me remind you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ooh. When we think about that phrase, don't think your way through it, but faith your way through it, intellect doesn't stand a chance. Our intellect doesn't stand a chance against our God and how he moves, right? How he moves. Yes, he gave us intellect. Yes, he gave us, you know, our intelligence and all those things. Yes, he gave us the creative ideas and everything. But when it comes to life and what we may be going through, it just may not make sense, right? It may not make sense. And so going back to what I just was sharing with you, that the word even says that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine. Of course, I got to give you what it talks about in the actual verse. Ephesians 3:20. That's exactly where it states what I just shared. And I want to share with you what the Amplified version says. And I don't know if I shared this with you all, but I love reading the Amplified version of the Bible because I'm simply amped up for Jesus. I'm amped for Jesus. I'm amped for God. I'm amped up on the word and amped. I was just led to share this definition with you all this morning because I was like, I gotta really break it down for the people. I really want to share that the word amped means excited and full of energy. Excited and full of energy. And this term, it originates from the concept of amplification, literally increasing the power or intensity of something, right? I'm gonna say that again, increasing the power or intensity of something. And so when I read from the Amplified version, it just reminds me every time, like I'm amped for Jesus. We got to be amped for God. We got to be amped up on the word as we go through our daily life. We got to be amped up on the word when the world throws things in our face that is not favorable. We got to be amped up on the word when people talk behind our backs or when things just may be going left, right, and when the world may be out of control. But let me remind you this morning that God, is always in control. God is always in control. And so the Amplified version of the Bible, when we talk about Ephesians 3:20, states, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. Whew. That is at work within us. His power is at work within us. That is so good. I just want to stay right there. It says his power, meaning the Lord's power, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's power is at work within us. And when I think about his power, I think about how God rose, Jesus rose with all power in his hands. In his hands, he rose with all power and all authority in his hands, And that is such great news. So that same power that Jesus rose with, whew, is the same power that lives within us. It's the same power that lives within us. And I just got to remind you to always tap into that, access that, know that you have the same power living within inside you. And I know we go throughout life, we face different challenges within life, whether it be in our careers, businesses, or just life in general. We go through these challenges and we pray that God endures or helps us to endure through these challenges, right? But we also got to be reminded that same power that Jesus rose with, it says he rose with all power in his hand, it lives with inside each and every one of us, and we have to believe and stand in agreement with that, okay? Believe and stand in agreement with that. And so just to recap this morning, I want you to know that you can't just think your way through situations, but you have to faith your way through it and ultimately trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not trusting the Lord with a third of your heart. Not trusting the Lord with half your heart, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, meaning 100%. And oftentimes we need to do it 110, 150, and maybe 200%, right? If we're real with ourselves. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding or lean not to your own intellect. Ooh, to your own intellect. Meaning, what I said, capacity. It's the capacity of the mind to understand reason and acquire knowledge. Ooh, yes, we're smart. Yes, the Lord gave us our intelligence, our creative ideas and everything. Yes, he gifted us with that. But sometimes it can get in the way. It can get in the way. And so, my friends, I'm challenging you this week and beyond to not let your intellect get in the way. Stop trying to make sense of and connect the dots to every little thing that's going on in your life. Okay, because God is working through you. He's working through you. So let God be God. Let God be God. Leave room for God to make a way out of no way. Literally making a way out of no way. The way we don't see, but God sees. Ooh. It's the way God sees if we don't see. But that, my friends, is the trust. There's a level of trust we have to have. So I encourage you to don't think your way through it, but faith your way through it this week and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for their intellect, Lord. But God, I ask that you remind them to let you be you, to let you work through their life and let you be the Lord of their life, the Lord of their life, the Lord that has all authority and power to do all the things in our life, to make a way out of no way, to turn the downs into the ups, to give us all the grace and all the favor we need in every situation, Lord. Let us be reminded that we don't have to make sense of everything, Lord. Let us be reminded that we got to move our intellect. We can't rely on our intellect, but we must rely and trust on you. The word says to trust in you, Lord, with all our heart. And to lean not to our own understanding. So God, we stand firmly on that word. We trust you in all your ways. We trust the path that you have laid out for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We trust that you can make every path straight, even the ones that we know that are so crooked, that are so crooked and so windy. We know that you can make it straight. We know that you can carve out a way. We know that you can do it, Lord. If nobody can do it, no, but you can do it. Nobody but you can do it. And God, we just thank you. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for the ability to listen, the ability to hear, to touch, to smell, to feel, to see. God, we thank you. We thank you for a good doctor's report. God, we thank you for being the lawyer in the courtroom. We thank you for being the ultimate judge, Lord. We thank you for all the gifts that you have bestowed within us, Lord. And we ask that you stir them up so good. Stir the gifts so good on the inside of us, Lord, that we have no choice but to use the gifts that you have given us to give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. God, it's a privilege to be able to even use the gifts that you have given us, God, not to just make our name great, but to ultimately make your name great. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all that you are going to do for us and all that you are doing in this present moment, Lord. God, we thank you for allowing us to go before you and to lay at the feet of you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to lay at your feet and to bring every concern, to bring every challenge, every burden to you, Lord. God, we surrender it all right now. And we say, ooh, Lord, this is too much for us. And it's all in your hands. It is all in your hands now. It is all in your hands. And let us be reminded that we don't just have to surrender it once, but we can surrender it multiple times. Multiple times, God, whatever it is in our life, whatever the challenge is or whatever the concern is, we surrender it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for life itself. We ask that you cover us from our head to our toes, Lord. We ask that you cover this world from the North Pole to the South Pole, from East to West. Lord, we thank you for covering us and shielding us from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.